Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, y'all, this is Joe Tower, and you're listening to Tales of Mel Folly, the podcast. True stories told live that aim to put the shame and embarrassment back into being a man. Each episode of this podcast, we will feature one new story told by one new storyteller, recorded live at one of our past LA-based storytelling shows of the same name. These stories are presented to you here, now, as is. I personally guarantee that what you're about to hear is 100% unedited and unfucked with. For all our deets, visit us at talesofmalefolly.com or scope us on Facebook, Tumblr, or Instagram. You can't find us on Twitter because, come on, Twitter is dead. Word. Enough idle chit-chat and shit. Let's get down on some folly. It's tough for me to do an intro for Rich Monahan. First, he's like a total bro of mine and my wife's best friend's fiance, so like sort of family, and what do you say about family? Second, he's been a champion of ours since the get-go. He's in the audience at every live show, listens to every podcast app. He's performed at least a solid hat trick, I think. He's even my go-to host proxy when I'm like out of town or too full of pizza to move or whatever. Third, and most important, his stories just blow my mind. And that's really all you need to know about Monahan. And I think within this context, I can safely advise that you sit back, relax, and hang on to your fucking earbuds for this tale of male folly from March of last year by the indelible, irreplaceable, number one in our hearts and BFF of the show, Jersey's own Rich Monahan.
Here comes my segue. Speaking of new people, so a while back, I was dating this cool new girl who we will call Stephanie. And so one night we're getting together and our plan was this. We're going to meet up at her place, go into Hollywood, walk over there, get dinner and drinks, and it's easy. It's like the most basic definition of a date. So before I go over there, I'm doing my thing at my house. I'm getting ready and I'm trying to like psych myself up for the date, like get my confidence going, which for me essentially amounts to doing anything I can to try to forget the fact that as one of a million bearded white boys in this town, I'm actually infinitely replaceable. Like, if you don't like me, you'll like anybody else at this bar. It's fine. You'll be fine. So before I head over there, I'm getting ready. I'm psyching myself up. I drive over, and as she buzzes me into her building, I'm just like, fuck yeah, man. I am pumped for this date. Like, by the time the elevator gets to her floor, I'm ready to burst through one of those, like, giant paper things like it's the fucking Super Bowl. I am ready to go. And so elevator doors open. I pop out. But when I do, the hallway is pitch black. It's weird. It's just like total darkness and it's eerie. It was the end of summer and there was like a heat wave going on. So I guess there were like circuit breaker issues or some sort of electrical issue. I'm pretending to understand for this story. But I don't know what's going on. All I know is that I'm just alone in this long, dark, ominous hallway with no light except this distant window at the far end. And, like, straight up, I can't be counted on in these situations. Like, I'm scared. It's a scary thing. So I knock on her door. She doesn't answer. And so I'm getting to the point where I'm trying to, like, rationalize the shit I'm feeling. I'm like, oh, okay, well, like, you know, it's an old apartment building in Hollywood, and the wiring's probably weird. So, like, objectively speaking, there are ghosts here. Like, it's haunted. I'm gonna die. So I knock on her door again. Finally, she gets the door, and she's like, oh, hey. And I'm like, hey, something weird's in your hallway. But like, I'm fine. Are you fine? Oh, how's your apartment? Let's check it out. So going to her place. But she has power. She has lights. It's cool. It's fine. So we head out. We walk out into Hollywood. And like right off the bat, this date is growing great. We're just like bullshitting and like fucking around. And as we walk into one of the busier parts of Hollywood, she grabs my arm, and she says, I'm glad you're here. And I'm thinking like, well, fuck yeah, man, because I am killing this date. But then I look at her and like look around, I realize that's not at all what she's saying. She's squeezing my arm because there's all these like creepy drunk dudes walking by or filtering out of bars, and they're all like straight up leering at her. Because Stephanie's a woman, and this is the kind of shit she has to deal with all the time. So she says this, and I'm like, oh, yeah. And so like we walk a little closer together, we move a little faster. We get to dinner. It's a total blast. After that, we go out to a bar, and that, too, is a blast. Then we go to, like, another bar and another. We go to, like, four bars that night. We're just, like, trading stories and fucking around, having a ball. I eventually tell her about my little haunted hallway experience, and she's, like, making fun of me for it, and I love that shit. So by the end of the night, we're walking back to her place, and I'm like, fuck yeah, man. This date was great. We're killing it. Mission accomplished. But when we get back into her block, this cop car flies by with the sirens on. And I think nothing of it because I'm like, I don't know, it's midnight in Hollywood. Then another cop car flies by and then two more. And they're all pulling into this little parking lot just on the other side of her building. So it's like us, some sidewalk, her building, and this parking lot with like a bunch of cops milling around doing whatever. I don't know. So I look at that and I'm like, hmm. But then I look at Steph who's looking at the same thing and she's like, I don't love being around cops because Steph is black. And the sad reality we live in is that in America, there are plenty of reasons for a person of color to not love being around a bunch of cops, particularly the kind who are like running around pumped full of adrenaline. So she says this, and I'm like, oh, yeah. So we walk a little closer again, move a little faster. We go into her building, and no one fucks with us. We go back upstairs, walk down that creepy little hallway again, this time to look at the window to see Steph wants to check out what the cops are doing, and it's nothing. It's fine. We're safe. So we go back into her apartment, just kind of like talking about the night, and suddenly all the dots connect for me, and I'm just like stunned. Like I finally catch up to what's going on, and I'm so humiliated, I just start laughing. And she's like, what's so funny? And I go, oh my God, this is white male privilege. On the way to dinner, you were uneasy because there's a bunch of creepy guys around and you're a woman. On the way back from dinner, you were uneasy because there's a bunch of there's a bunch of cops around and you're black. Tonight, the only time I felt unsafe was when I was like, yo, are there fucking ghosts in this hallway? Like, that's how detached from the real world I am. In order to feel afraid, I have to think about a thing we made up. Because there are no ghosts, man. There is no such thing as ghosts. So, like, we're laughing, and she's laughing. And she's like, well, yeah, it's funny. But her laugh also has a thing of, like, come on, man. All right, so let's start the show.
Yo, thank you for peeping this podcast. If you dug what you heard, subscribe to us and rate us. If you hated what you heard, leave us a review and tell us what we can do to appease your unreasonable expectations. JK, haters. Tales of Male Folly, the podcast, is released twice a month and is produced by me, Joe Tower, and executive produced and edited by Mr. Brian Weiss. It's available on iTunes, Google Play, and now, HIPAA. Tales of Male Folly, the show, is produced every other month at various kick-ass venues in Los Angeles. It's produced and hosted by me, Joe Tower, with the help of Mr. Alex Gaudette and Mr. Brian Weiss. It's presented in partnership with Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Los Angeles. If you have questions and would like to hit us up directly, or if you got a story you feel you need to tell in either spoken or written form, please email us at talesofmalefolly@gmail.com. Meanwhile, keep listening, and we hope to see you at a future show. For any and all other inquiries, check us out online at www.talesofmalefolly.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.